The Mix on 90.7 WKGC Adele and Someone Like You. It's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. It was a nice to get away from, I mean, get off for 3 days.
And you celebrated an anniversary.
I did. Yesterday I was married for 41 years.
My condolences to Carol.
Yes, well.
Congratulations to you.
She got a lot of flowers from people that were saying how sorry they felt for her.
Yeah, and you are one of the luckiest men around.
That is true. I did outpunt my coverage.
That's one way to put it, yes. Do you guys do anything really special?
No, went out to dinner, had a nice quiet dinner out, and a very nice one, and that's about it. At 41, you don't exactly, you don't have the energy to celebrate, for one, and second of all, it's... You've had a few anniversaries at that point.
Well, very good. Producer Brandon, how about yourself? Nice long weekend?
Yeah, it was a nice weekend. Enjoyed one of the biggest weekends of motorsports.
Oh.
So.
That's good.
Back to back, you had the Grand Prix, then you had the Indy 500, and then the Coke 600. So.
I didn't pay attention to a bit of that. I worked out yesterday and painted my in-law's pool deck.
Well, Brandon, you know what? At least on the Grand Prix, it wasn't just drive like hell, turn left.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're fun to watch because people actually do turn right in that sometimes. I'm just amazed. Oh, those things will turn right.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I like those. I like those little. I mean, I know. Stock car racing is a big thing. They do occasionally. Isn't there one up in Pennsylvania where the stock cars?
Two. There's two road courses. Actually, a third one. Starting next year, they're going to have a third road course for their playoffs.
Oh, excellent! Because they're a lot more fun to watch. I think they're more fun to watch than just.
It's more of a GT3 race at that point.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we also have Emmanuel Hernandez in the studio because I have no idea what y'all are talking about. Talking about cars, which is fine in racing. But Emmanuel Hernandez, you're a professor here at Gulf Coast State College, and also you're in charge of a group called Enactus.
Yes, that's correct.
What in the world is Enactus?
Well, actually, Enactus is a worldwide organization. They're present in 36 countries. And pretty much what we do is we specialize in social entrepreneurship. We work with our students, academia, and local business owners, and pretty much Fortune 500 companies join the actual network to mentor and work with the students to create community-based projects where the students get to implement all the entrepreneurial skills they learn in the classroom. And pretty much at the end of the year, we have a regional competition, we have a national competition, and then the team that gets chosen as the national champion gets to represent their own country against the other 35 in the World Cup.
Wow. Where does that usually happen at?
Well, the World Cup usually changes venues between the America side and then the Europe side.
Okay.
So this year is going to be in London. In September.
Are you going?
No, sadly, we are not going, but we're planning on attending next year because next year is going to be in San Jose, California.
Okay.
So usually it's, 2 years ago it was in South Africa. A couple of years ago it was in Germany. And it's been, back and forth between Germany, London, Africa, and then next year is going to be in California.
That's good. Now, you just came back from a competition, right?
Yes. We were attending the national competition this past week. This year, we pretty much have a new team, so we were just observing so they get to know, how it's done and what kind of competition we're having. But in previous year, the past 3 years, we've been competing, and we won Rookie of the Year our first year. Mm-hmm. That same year, we won first place in one of the smaller competitions they have, sponsored by Anheuser-Busch, if I remember correctly. And we've been pretty much, 2 years ago, we won the regional championship. So we are in a pretty good streak, but like anything else, students graduate really fast, so we have to rebuild the team as fast as they graduate. Mm-hmm.
So what happens in a competition? What do you guys do there?
Well, basically, the students have to do a really standardized type of presentation. Based on the rules, you have 15 minutes for presentations, X amount of time for setup. But each time that you present, you're presenting, you know, in the first couple of rounds, you're presenting around to 12 to 15 different judges, which are presidents, vice presidents, CEOs, and, you know, founders of different companies. The majority of them are Fortune 500 companies. So that's a challenge. You know, how do you make sure that the consistency in message, impact, all the numbers that you have to create within a year are actually, you know, big enough and the message clear enough to make sure that each round of new judges actually sees you as the top team in that round. And then, of course, you know, the each time you move forward in each round, you have a bigger amount of judges. So the first couple of rounds, you have 12 to 15. The semifinals, you have anywhere from 30 to 35. Wow. And then you have the final round, which you have about almost 100, if not more.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty intense.
Oh, yes. It is. It's pretty much 2 days of competition. And that's, you know, back-to-back presentations. And then that same night, they announced, you know, who moved from that first opening round to the semifinals. And then the next day in the morning, they have the semifinal round. And then in the afternoon, they choose the top four. And those top four go and present in front of everyone.
Wow. Do you get the opportunity to witness and listen to what some of the other groups are presenting?
Yes, yes. That's the fun part, actually. You know, the students get to go and select the teams they want to watch, and you get to see their annual reports, because each team has to produce a new annual report. And based on that, we start seeing the different ways how, you know, they work with the project. So basically, everyone is working, in essence, with the same social issues, you know, poverty, hunger, you know, at-risk youth. The challenge is, how do you do it in a new, innovative way? You know, you have so many NGOs, you have so many nonprofits, and then, of course, you have so many teams, because in the U.S., we have roughly around 500 to 532 teams. Worldwide, you have more than 1,600 teams. So how do you make sure that you stand out from all those other teams? You know, you have teams that have been competing for more than 20 years. So for a young team like us, you know, that we're a four-year team, you know, how do you stand out? Which is good, because we were seeing this year more community colleges and state colleges participating and making it to the final rounds. We saw a pretty much brand new team, a four-year-old team, same as us, make it to the top four. Usually you have, you know, some legacy universities like Flagler and, you know, BYU Hawaii, John Brown University. Those type of universities making it to the top four back to back, and then, you know, some teams will get a little bit discouraged. So this year, pretty much, they had two new teams making it to the top four, and a lot of the legacy universities didn't make it past the semifinals.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, we're going to talk some more about Enactus. So we'll take a quick break here, a little music break. This goes out to my soon to be graduated from kindergarten. Aww. Gardner, yeah. My little Kinsley's about to graduate, but she loves the song. It's a little Taylor Swift. She's gonna shake it off. It's Tuesday on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's
Oh,
90.7 WKGC The Mix, Hootie and the Blowfish, and Hold My Hand from their best album ever, Cracked Rear View. They had one after that. It was not good.
No, it wasn't as good anyway.
No,
it certainly didn't have the splash that that this one did.
No, and then Darius Rucker became a country singer, which he's also very good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I like Darius Rucker, but we sang that in my band I was in. Okay. I actually said.
Is there any video or audio remaining
there
from
that? There is, actually, someplace. My parents, I'm certain, have it.
I need, next time they're around, I'm going to talk to them. I would like to get that, and perhaps we could introduce our listening audience to Scott as a rock and roller.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I think we had an identity issue. couldn't figure out who we were, what we were doing. We just played music.
Let me know when you get a handle on that, okay?
Yeah, I still have recovered from that one, but those were good times.
Yeah.
Those were really good times.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
Let's go back to talking to our guests, because I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah. Emmanuel Hernandez, you're the faculty sponsor for Enactus, right?
Yes.
And how many years? Four?
Right now we have 4 years.
Are you the one that started the program here?
Here at the college? Well, actually, no. Before I came here, there was one of our professors that he started with the organization when it was called SIFE, Students in Free Enterprise. And they were a really good team as well. There's a bunch of awards that were here already by the time I came. And I think he retired. That's when pretty much we went stagnant into it. And then when I came, they came with the new name and the new branding for it. Okay. So the college has been active, I would say maybe, I don't know, 10 years or so from the 4 years we've been working. And then they were working with it some 6 or 7 years as well.
But you have led us to win a couple of awards, though.
Yes, but most important, actually, it's a job placement. Our very first year when we went to compete, two of our students, just right there on the spot after their finished presentation, we had a couple of executives come from the audience to offer them jobs and internship opportunities.
That's cool.
When we talk about Enactus and, you know, the exclusive network of Fortune 500 companies and all the opportunities that they have, more than, you know, competing and representing your college, is the actual exclusive network that the students get access to. They have a career marketplace with more than 250 job opportunities any given day, usually throughout the year. And it's not your entry-level management position. You know, it's a specific leadership program just developed for either Ivy League schools or Enactus students. I was just talking to Synchrony Financial, for example, and they have a leadership program. And you know, I was asking them, well, is there a way that I can get some of my new graduates from the bachelor to compete for these positions? And basically they said, well, if they're not an Enactus members, they can't, because we have selected schools that we go and do recruit from. And if they're not from that school, then they have to be for, an Enactus member. Otherwise, they don't look at them. And I understand why. You know, Enactus is a really tough organization in terms of how many hours the students invest in their community work and the projects and the leadership training they have to go through.
And do you know how old of an organization it is as a whole, like the national or, I guess, worldwide organization?
Yes. The national organization actually, you know, the actual organization was founded here in the U.S., and they've been around for more than 40 years. And then worldwide, I think they were in operations about around 3. So they've been around 37 plus years.
Wow.
As a worldwide organization.
Wow. That's very good. So does a student have to be part of business management or entrepreneurship as a program, as a degree seeker to be a part
actually,
of Enactus?
They just need to be an active student of the college.
Okay.
Even dual enrolled students qualify for
it.
In the past, we had dual enrolled students compete and present, and that's how some of them got access to different scholarships and some other opportunities. And just, you know, this past week when we attended, one of my students that graduates now in the summer got an assistant manager position offer. So she just needs to, of course, show proof in her transcript that she graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the actual salary and job placement negotiation starts. But pretty much they already gave her a letter certifying what is the minimum she can be looking at, benefits, what kind of development programs she's going to be able to participate in. And I have some of our students that will graduate next year that are already in a waiting list to start interviews in April before they graduate, so they can place them, you know, in which the most competitive positions they can be.
Well, before we let you out of here, you're here all summer at Gulf Coast State College.
Am.
So if somebody wants to find out more about your program or about Enactus, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes. Well, they can find me in the employee directory here at the college for Emmanuel Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/EnactusGCSC. Or they can email us directly at the team, enactusgcsc@gmail.com.
Very good.
And then the team membership or leadership will be in contact with them to start the process.
Excellent. Well, thank you for stopping by.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. It's 9:32. We'll take a quick break. We've got a look at your weather forecast. News 13's Tyler Eliason has that and more music coming your way right after this on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
A blend of your favorite rock, pop, and country classics. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 FM WKGC.
Says she's leaving at the crack of dawn. Well, she might still be lying here with me, but in her heart she's already gone. Already packed up, the Altima's gassed up. She done put the map up there on the dash. I'm all tore up, just trying to man up. Damning these tears up, but can't hold them back. She's in love with California and that West Coast sunshine dream. These ain't no Hollywoods and these hills ain't Beverly. There ain't no beaches on these back roads, no sunset on the boulevard. She's in love with California and breaking my heart. Job waiting in an IHOP, door rocking head, Universal City. Got a glamour shot in her hip pocket, hoping somebody thinks she's pretty. By this time tomorrow, she'll hit Colorado. I'll be drowning my sorrow in a bottle of Bane. Before she hits Flagstaff, maybe she'll backtrack.
and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if some fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye. And hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky, spooky, yeah.
Mix on 90.7 WKGC, Golden Earring and Radar Love. New music from Big and Rich before that in California. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, NPR.
Yes.
They have a, had a long time. How many years was Frank?
Frank DeFord, who passed away this weekend,
right.
And had just retired. He passed away at 78, and he finally quit appearing on Morning Edition like in early May.
Yeah, he had phased himself out.
Yes, less and less and less. He'd been working. He'd been doing that show, his commentary on the Morning Edition for 37 years.
Wow.
I think he has according to NPR, he'd submitted 1,656 commentaries.
Wow.
Wow.
And a great guy. I always look forward to it because he always had a strange take on sports. Sometimes it was more about the why of what happened rather than actually what happened. Sure. Some people call him a philosopher of sports. Great guy. Always very interesting to listen to. Had a very distinctive voice. I managed to, in rooting around on the web, found something that seemed, kind of Frank DeFortish. At one point, he recorded Casey at the Bat, the mm-hmm. poem about baseball. And so here I have a little clip of Frank DeFort performing Casey at the Bat.
For the Mudville Nine that day, the score stood 4-2 with but one inning more to play. And then when Cooney died at first and Barrows did the same, a sickly silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go in deep despair. The rest clung to that hope which springs eternal in the human breast. They thought if only Casey could but get a whack at that, we'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat.
And that's Frank DeFord, probably reading one of his favorite, I would imagine one of his very favorite poem.
To me, he always came across as the classic old-time sportscaster.
Yes. Yeah. Very much so. And also a longtime member of the NPR family.
Right.
So anyway, thanks for all those years. I look forward to his commentaries whenever they appeared on NPR. And there's a huge record of them if you want any more of that. And we will be posting the full Casey at the Bat read by Frank DeFort on our website.
On our website. Mm-hmm. We'll do that.
So if you care to listen to it, it's an interesting read. Obviously, the man was reading something he loved.
Yeah. WKGC.org. is that web address. If you've not been there, we keep posting new stuff and mm-hmm. some when we have good guests, or well, I should say when we have guests on the show, we try to get those episodes.
We always have good guests.
We always have
great
guests.
We don't always have guests, but when we do, they're good guests.
Yes. And what we do here is not always great, but when we have guests, they are great. We also had another death this weekend. I heard about it. I was at the Pops concert. That was happening at Sweet Bay on mm-hmm. Saturday, and I was talking with one of the bass players who played with the Allman Brothers Band for a short time, David Goldfleece, mm-hmm. local guy. He informed me that Greg Allman had died.
Mm-hmm. And, the pioneer of yes. Southern rock.
Yes.
Just created a whole sound. Allman Brothers were great, and like I said, he really did kind of set the sound for the Southern rock stage.
And really, he's been, I know he's toured, he's had some concerts, but really for the most part of the last couple of years, sort of just quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But he's had health issues and different things like that. So, Greg Allman, this is for you. This is the Allman Brothers and Midnight Rider on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Mix on 90.7 WKGC, Duncan Sheik, and Shout. It's 9:53. We're heading towards 10 o'clock.
We try not to shout here.
We try not to. We try to keep it very quiet.
Well, sometimes off air when we're playing music, we do shout at each other.
Yes.
We do shout at each other a bit.
And speaking of speaking softly, if you visit our website, WKGC.org, one of the things you can pick up is our web streams for our three HD radio stations. HD1 is what you're listening to now. HD2, which is why I was mentioning the speaking softly.
Okay.
We have an all-classical station, except we don't have the softly spoken DJ.
Yes.
We have no DJ.
We are not going to describe to you what Bach was feeling at the time that he wrote this. We're just going to play it.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we'll play something else.
And then
maybe
we'll
not
play
from Bach.
Else. Maybe not.
Maybe
but
Bach to Beethoven
we
to
might
Shostakovich.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called the Classical Elevator. And if you like classical music and or if you're just kind of interested in a little bit, we've got a lot of stuff in there. There's a little bit of opera, so if you don't like that, I get that. A lot of people don't. But some traditional classical music that is fairly popular, plus some pops kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I slipped in a few movie scores, so, you know, you might find the E.T. theme or something. But that's, you know, John Williams. Why does he not fit into all of that?
He's pretty classical. He's certainly very classy anyway. If he's classical,
yes.
I don't know, but he's certainly very, very classic.
I certainly like listening to his music, and it's definitely recognizable. So check that out, WKGC.org. And, of course, I'd be remiss to not mention the student radio station, which is our HD3, if you're up for something completely different.
And you can oftentimes hear our own producer, Brandon, doing his show
on the
Alternation.
And that's right. And we are gearing up to let loose a whole host of students that are in my class right now. For the summer, they will be out there on the airwaves, riding the airwaves.
One thing about it is when the students are on HD3, we never quite know what's going to happen.
No. We always know. We always know that they're there.
We just don't know what they're going to say.
We have no idea what they're going to say or play.
Now, the first couple of weeks when they're new, we kind of know because they're scared.
Okay.
They get a little scared, but that wears off quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're excited about it. So we've got a good group in there, and they're going to be getting their access cards today so that they can get in. And yeah, they're all ready to rock and roll, literally.
Life as we know it on HD3 may well be over, Brandon.
That's right. So we have Brandon babysitting them from time to time because he's good at wrangling them.
Take a rolled up newspaper. That's the most effective. That's what I used on
them.
You anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're heading towards 10 o'clock. We have more of the mix for you. Two more hours. We have Patty Austin, Chicago. And I want to mention that tonight at 9 o'clock, our very own Tori Shea is kicking off her own smooth jazz show, 9 to midnight. So stick around for that tonight as well. We got lots of stuff for you. So we're going to close out this hour of the show with one of my favorite country artists, Eddie Rabbit.
You
remember Eddie?
I do.
I like the music of Eddie, and this is one of my favorite songs, Driving My Life Away. You're listening to The Mix on your local public radio station, NHD 90.7 WKGC.